Get a better broadcast, podcast, and voice over voice. Hello, this is Peter Stewart with your one-stop shop for short, daily articulation and presentational tips. You won't believe how many times it took me to get one-stop shop for short correct. I'm the author of books on TV and radio presentational skills. I've hosted thousands of radio and TV shows and podcasts as well, and I've been a voice trainer for the BBC. Welcome along. Glad to have the loan of your ears. Today we're starting a brand new series, and the brand new series is all about sounding conversational and sounding natural, because that is one of the keys to when you're reading out loud. Now, sometimes what we've talked about before about the fluency of reading words from the page, sometimes we have to kind of shift that to one side a little bit if we want to sound conversational. But I'll talk about that a little bit more over the course of the next several weeks, because this is a topic that actually an awful lot of trainers, when they're talking about getting a better voice and about presentational skills, ignore. A bit like intonation, okay? There are two things that most other trainers ignore: intonation, which we covered in an awful lot of depth in previous podcast episodes, and also conversationality. Yeah, you'll hear a lot of people talking about how to sit, how to breathe, articulation, things like that. Yeah, but not many people talk about intonation and conversationality. Why? Because it's too difficult. They don't get it. They don't understand. This is why you come to me to get this kind of information from my 30 years in front and behind the microphone and the camera. An awful lot of training as well with some really big names in the UK. So, conversationality, naturalness, how to sound as though you're ad-libbing something when actually you're reading words from a page. Now, if you think about it, kids rarely say, "Mum, Dad, can you read out loud to me?" They don't say that, do they? They say, "Can you tell me a story?" And that's what this section is about over the next few weeks: sounding natural when you're reading a story. You've got the words in front of you, but you're passing them off as though they're just off the top of your head, off the cuff. Ideally, listeners shouldn't notice you, just the material. It should appear there's no presenter, almost. The audience almost absorbing the message without the verbal go-between. And of course, that's not possible if the script is mumbled and stumbled and read without a sense of understanding and ideas are inconsistently intonated. It's not possible if the delivery is inconsistent with the message and the brand. If the listener feels that the message matters to the reader, then they will be more engaged. If you, the presenter, the reader, are interested, you will sound more interesting. Communication doesn't happen just because ideas have been presented. Tomorrow, conversational contradictions, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast, and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.